Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Sharp Money presented by DraftKings here on an April 17th. We got you. I'm Patrick Maher live from Los Angeles. Dustin Sweetelson, the big guy, downtown Las Vegas at the D. We are jam-packed today. Of course, you've got the second set of play-ins. You get the Eastern Conference today. For the big guy, what we're going to do is we're going to go marquee early on the West Coast. We're going to have the 76ers hosting his Heat. And then we got a barn burner, a banger. The Hawks Bulls to close out the evening after two pretty interesting, for a multitude of reasons, playing games yesterday, which we'll get to. We're going to be joined by Seton Hall legend. Shout to Ramil Robinson in Michigan, who beat PJ Carlissimo's Seton Hall Pirates back in the day. He's going to join us. He's going to be on the NBA postseason calls, of course, for ESPN, ABC. PJ Carlissimo joining us at 12:45 my time, 3:45 you on the East. So that's coming up in just about 44 minutes. Mike Palm, I always look forward to Mike Palm joining the program. Palm versus the Prince. The Prince is no longer here, but the big guy is. And so Palm versus the big guy. Wes Reynolds, looking forward to Wes's hit, as always. And Trevor Sikkema on the NFL draft, as the draft buzz is starting to percolate, starting to bubble a little bit. And I'll tell you this, and it is completely up to the bookmaker, so I'm not casting dispersions, but I will say there are many bookmakers that are nervous about booking the draft because of intel, because of a multitude of reasons. They run away from negative EV, expected, like the idea of expecting a positive experience as a bookmaker from the draft is very up in the air, I would say. Now, you're going to get limited, but DraftKings has just myriad options to bet, a whole menu. And today we're going to dive into the wide receivers. Now, remember, the draft is coming up next Thursday, so we're going to have plenty of guests and plenty of ideas as to how to attack the betting board and the menu over at DraftKings when it comes to the draft. Today we're going to talk about the wide receivers. Their number is set at 6.5 for the first round. The big guy is going to go over, I believe, from our conversation early today. I'm trying to get a read on him as I look at him. I'm going to go under, and we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. But for the first time today, we say hello to Dustin Sweetelson. It's cracking, big guy. What's up, skinny mini?
Right? The shirt is really big. That's what I'm noticing in the video. Right before we went on the air, Derek Stevens dropped by, said hi, and told me about the NFL draft. You're talking about bookmakers and the draft and how they handle this. He said booking the draft has ruined it for him because it used to be one of his most favorite days of the year. It used to be fun. And now he's got to be concerned of where the number is, where the money moved, you know, how much liability they have on certain props. And there's inside information. It's not actually like betting on sports now. You're betting on rumors and hearsay and people manipulating. We always talk about the Billy Walters head fakes. Think about the head fakes that could go on if you have the right access to the right people who can get word out there of who's looking at who and what team's in on this guy. And all of a sudden, if you're a bookmaker, it could be absolute hell that day.
Well, you brought up a perfect example. So Derek Stevens, who runs Circa Sports, and he owns the D where Dustin sits. He owns Circa, which is synonymous now with sports betting in Las Vegas and globally, actually. That's probably the most fearless book out there.
Yes.
When it comes to a big book, there isn't a more fearless book. When I talk about fearlessness, I mean taking money from pros, setting limits higher than others. And so if he is cautious about booking the draft, and that gives you an idea as to what's happening over at DraftKings, where they do offer a wide variety and a big menu. So Derek Stevens, let's just clear a couple of things up. When I used to work in sports talk radio in Detroit, Derek Stevens was on the come up, and he's a legend in the state of Michigan and the city of Detroit, because the D, which is the property Dustin's doing his broadcast from right now, stands for Detroit. He is Detroit through and through, but he's a sports fan through and through. So when he started Circa Sports and started booking sports in Vegas, he wanted to go old school. He didn't want to be a conglomerate. He didn't want to be part of that, you know, big industrial bookmaking operation that had been so prevalent late 2000s into the aughts, obviously. So his fandom has turned into a great book, but his fandom has been ruined by booking the draft. We've come full circle. You see what I'm saying? Like, that is, I'm trying to let people know that don't understand what Las Vegas is and what bookmaking is. I'm trying to give you an inside look as to how it really goes down. Like, because this is not something that they're interested in. Dustin mentioned inside information. You know, what if agents wanted to pull the okie doke or a head fake? What if, you know, a prospect's family members knew that they could get down by pulling a head fake? So there's so many things and so many layers that go into booking something like the draft.
Yeah, I mean, just think about when you're looking at news around any sport. For instance, this happens in the NBA a lot. You'll see a reporter with a tweet, and it'll say something like, according to my sources, this player is unhappy with his situation and is going to ask for a trade if things don't change. All of a sudden, you'll see a second reporter with similar verbiage, same tone, reporting the same thing. Well, how do you think they got that information? The player didn't go directly to them. The agent is now playing a game. And the same way goes for the owners and the GMs and the coaches. They do the same thing. So when it comes to the draft, some people potentially maybe could benefit if they know what's coming out ahead of time.
Yeah, well, Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter.
I would say that
at this point, those are the two biggest names when it comes to NFL reporting. They have relationships with head coaches. They have relationships with general managers. The general managers and head coaches give them information. They provide it to you and I. We take it and run with it. It's nothing against them. That's just how this business works.
And now we're at the point where we've dissected it so much and we've heard it's been overanalyzed. We now hang on to every word, where if Adam Schefter just casually says, yeah, you know, Washington's going to end up going Jaden Daniels, but he moves on with his conversation like that wasn't his main talking point, we look into it as we're reading between the cracks.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but he literally said 2 days ago on a podcast, if you're in Washington, you can buy a Jaden Daniels jersey.
Yes. Yes.
So he's not just flippantly saying, I think they're going to take Jaden Daniels. He said, go buy the jersey. So if number two, so think about it from Derek Stevens or a bookmaker's perspective. If they're putting a number out on number two, and Adam Schefter, who potentially has a relationship with the Commanders, to say, go buy the Jaden Daniels jersey, a lot of money comes in on Jaden Daniels to be picked two overall. That's a head fake. All of a sudden, Drake May is two overall. Liability goes through the roof. So
yeah,
that's the best example.
A lot of power and responsibility for Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport.
And I'm only using those two names because they are so respected. They are so good at what they do. And part of being a good journalist is getting sources, sourcing. And sourcing is becoming and having relationships. Something VEASAN and our hosts and everybody that comes on knows about forging good relationships, Dustin Sweetelson. You create good relationships, and there you go. So let's keep it going.
Working on relationships.
How are you today?
Oh, I am dandy, my friend. I am dandy. There's a bunch of day baseball. I'm excited for day baseball. I think any day where you have 3-4 games going on midday to kind of get you through the middle of the week, I think that's a good thing for everyone.
I totally agree with you. We're going to have some bets on day baseball coming up in just a little bit. The Atlanta Hawks, Chicago Bulls. You feel like this number 3 is a little short? I have to tell you, I don't even think the Atlanta Hawks want to show up in Chicago tonight. They've already let the league know when they didn't make a move at the trade deadline. They sent out a memo to the other organizations in the association and said, we are open for business in the offseason. Quinn Snyder most likely isn't going anywhere, and he's told many people, the sources, that he expects big moves to be made, whether it's DeJounte Murray or Trae Young or whoever. They're going to make big changes. Chicago Bulls are in a little different place. They play hard every game. You know, Donovan didn't leave for Kentucky. DeRozan's played more minutes than anybody in the NBA this year. They have vets, they are healthy, and they're at home. So 3 feels a little short. That's all I'm going to say about that. And then Miami and Philadelphia, 5.5 on the 76ers, who Dustin come into tonight's play-in between the 7 and 8. Scorching hot, having won 8 straight. And since Embiid has returned, he's averaged over 30 points per game.
Yeah, you know where I want to go with one of those games. The other one is I am very tempted to back the Bulls here. I mean, how often does a team get its best player back in Atlanta, getting Trae Young back, and actually play worse and him mess with everything they built all year long? Not that they were good, but at least they had some chemistry. They're also going to be without Jalen Johnson. Jalen Johnson's a guy who exploded for them halfway through the season and was a really reliable role player. He's not going to play. The backcourt of Young and DeJounte Murray just doesn't vibe for me. And say whatever you want about like DeRozan and Vucevic. Those are legit pros who I would rather trust with my money than ever back this Hawks team.
And we can delve more into, I know you want to take the heat tonight. We'll get into it with PJ Carlissimo coming up in a little bit. But something you said yesterday has been nagging me. You said the Heat are better this year than they were last year.
Yes.
Before you speak, let's just think about, remember, they lost in 5 in the NBA Finals to the Nuggets. There's no shame in that game. The Nuggets are awesome. But do you know who the second and third, well, I'll say this. Do you know who the third and fourth scorers were in that series? I'll just answer the question. Gabe Vincent, who's a Laker, uh-huh. And Max Strus, who no longer is on the Miami Heat. So they lost 2 very important pieces from last year's team that went 8 seed to the finals. So I vehemently disagree. I don't think the Heat are better this year.
Jaime Jaquez is better than Gabe Vincent, who barely played all year for the Lakers.
Jaime Jaquez has struggled since the All-Star break.
Fair.
You may continue.
But Gabe Vincent, whatever. And Gabe Vincent was a product.
Vincent was otherworldly in the postseason.
He was a product of the system and Eric Spoelstra. He was created by the Heat.
Go look at his numbers in the postseason.
Yes.
He was insane.
Created by Heat culture. He is a product of the system.
But you'd have to then answer that you think Jaquez is going to duplicate what Vincent did in the postseason last year.
They can find that stats through a couple different ways of production.
Okay, fair enough. Looks like the big guy's going to be on the Heat taking the points tonight. We'll be on opposite ends. We're back. Sharp Money, just getting started.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, make sure you check out the brand new VSiN.com if you're a sharp, if you've been doing this for a long time and know plenty about sports betting. You're going to find something here that suits you. If you're just getting into sports betting, trust me, it's all there too. Burke and the crew do a great job over at VSiN.com. Best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, betting tools, and, of course, the betting guides. And we dropped the betting guide, which is free, an NBA playoff primer yesterday. 11 pages. Von Tobel, Bidlin, Cohen, they all did a great job with it. So I encourage you to check that out before the postseason gets started. Now, remember, and part of the reason we were having the debate is we welcome you back here, Sharp Money, presented by DraftKings. Dustin Sweetelson, I'm Patrick Maher. Hope you're doing well. And PJ Carlissimo coming up in about 30 minutes. Part of the reason, you know, we were discussing that idea that, and again, the Lakers have lost eight straight to the Nuggets. They got swept out of the postseason last year, and then you add it up, they've lost eight straight in total to the Nuggets. So there was some conversation yesterday, would LeBron and the Lakers try to duck the Nuggets and not beat the Pels yesterday? Well, that wasn't the case. They did end up winning. It was actually a great game. Zion going out with the injury hurt the Pelicans the last 3 minutes of that game. We'll talk about that as the Pelicans are going to take on the Kings for the eight seed. But we discussed, you know, would LeBron and the Lakers, gamesmanship-wise, duck the Nuggets and prefer to take on OKC, which is who the eight seed's going to get? And I was thinking about it. As the dust has settled today, you know, the playoffs start properly, Dustin, on Sunday. So with LeBron and the Lakers winning yesterday, that's five full days of rest for an aging team. And I think the Lakers may surprise some people in this forthcoming series. We'll get a series price over at DraftKings. There it is. Denver's a minus 310 favorite. The Lakers coming back the other way, plus 250. So we'll discuss that coming up in just a little bit. And I have some ideas as to how the Lakers can hang in that series. But I think right now, at 39 years old, for LeBron and the Lakers, the rest is bigger than anything, including the matchup. So we'll discuss that. Now, speaking of aging teams, you've got a core with the Golden State Warriors who are in their mid-30s to late-30s, if you include Chris Paul. And last night, Sacramento Kings, and shout to our Sharp Money survivor, Jared Eisenlohr, who is our guy from Michigan. Goodbye, sweet prince. It's sad that he's gone, but he had on the money line the Golden State Warriors, and he really didn't have to sweat it. Because if you just felt the rhythm of that game last night in Sacramento, Golden State was out-physicaled, out-basketballed, and it could have been the potential knockout of a dynasty by the rival Kings. 118-94, and for the most part in the second half, it really wasn't that close. You know, Fox was great, Murray was great, Sabonis was great, but really the story coming out of that is Golden State. Because they've got some big-time decisions to make. This is a team in Golden State that won 46 games this year and scraped into the postseason in the 10 seed. And it's not even the postseason, the play-in. So 46 wins, you'd zoom out and say, well, there's still something here. They won 46 games, but they're in a brutal West where they just got the 10 seed in the play-in. Now, big picture as far as the Warriors, it's a dynasty, and you can't argue it. 10 years, four titles, five finals appearances. They came back from the dead in 2022, Dustin, and won their fourth without Kevin Durant. Yeah. Revolutionary basketball. They brought juice to the sport over the last decade. Whether you love the Warriors, you hate the Warriors, you know, the four straight finals against LeBron James, one of the two best players of all time. Like, there was something there beyond the winning and the dynastic run of the Warriors over the past decades that, you know, given some time and the benefit of time, we'll look back and say that was a pretty awesome sweet spot for the NBA. And Steph Curry is a beacon. But now comes the reality. What to do, and this is the elephant in the room, what to do with Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson wasn't great last night. He was 0 for 10. First time in the postseason, he didn't score any points. He's dealt with injuries. He's 34 years old, and he's an unrestricted free agent. So think about it this way. You're the general manager. You're Dunleavy. What do you do? You have a team in the Warriors that's over the cap. You've got Draymond Green, who's, I'm going to say it, a disaster at this point in his career. You can't trade him. You just signed him last summer to an extension, Draymond. You've got Steve Kerr under contract. You've got Steph Curry under contract. And then the rest of it is Jonathan Kuminga. And that's pretty much it. With a huge decision on a 34-year-old descending Klay Thompson who's going to want a max deal. This is Klay Thompson who has the sixth most made three-pointers in the history of the league. This is Klay Thompson who had a 37-point third quarter at one point. This is Klay Thompson at one point in his prime in 18 had 60 points in a game in 29 minutes. We're talking about a guy that's going to have a statue out there in Oakland and Golden State, Klay Thompson. But what do you do? He's a legend. We have sound from Steve Kerr and Draymond and Steph Curry talking about we want him back, but is it prudent? Again, you're over the cap. He's going to want the max. Maybe he takes a discount, but let's say everything works out money-wise and Klay Thompson comes back. What's different than what we saw last night, except that core is going to be a year older? Chris Paul's 39 years old. Do you remember Chris Paul being on the court last night?
No.
Quick, what's the best remembrance of Chris Paul as a Golden State Warrior? Nothing comes to mind. You know, maybe fruitful minutes to give Steph a blow, but there was really nothing that stood out about what Chris Paul did for the team. And frankly, thinking about him going on 39, coming back next year and being useful is a long shot. So again, while there are questions about, you know, what's going to happen with the Warriors and their future, well, let me give you the best case scenario. Klay Thompson gives you what he did this year, 18 points a game, 38% from three, and he's a year older, coming off catastrophic injuries that kept him out a couple of years. Is he just all of a sudden going to find the fountain of youth? I don't think that's going to happen. Steph Curry is still a top 15 player in the NBA. Steph Curry is literally the only person that can create his own shot or assist anybody on the team. Draymond at this point is a liability. Defensively, he's great. He's a good rebounder. But with everything else that comes with Draymond and his lack of scoring, he's a complete liability. So four titles, five finals, and 10 seasons, that's a dynasty. But that dynasty is done. And Sacramento buried it last night. They, the Warriors, were a three-point favorite last night. They were never in that game. They weren't in it. And you could tell just the younger, more spry Harrison Barnes making a difference. That's kind of full circle. Harrison Barnes, part of those early championship teams with the Warriors. And frankly, you know the type of player the Warriors could have used last night? Harrison Barnes, not Klay Thompson. So while it was a tremendous run, one of the great runs in the history of the 80-plus years of the association, it's over. Steph's not the same player. Nobody loves Steph more than I. Steph's not the same player, but he gets zero help. Let's hear from the Warriors, big guy. We've got some sound after the game.
Yeah, you know, this was a big topic, obviously, in the post-game press conference. Steve Kerr, the head coach during this run. Remember, this team was different before Steve Kerr got there when Mark Jackson was coaching this team. He helped get the most out of this core. Here's Steve Kerr after the game talking about Klay Thompson's future.
We need Klay back. I mean, he's, you know, his, I know he had a tough night tonight, but what he represents for us, the spacing, you know, we're not a deep shooting team. We're a little top heavy. And, you know, Klay's presence means so much to the spacing on the floor, to the flow of the offense. And, he's still got good years left. And I know I speak for everybody in the organization. We want him back. Obviously there's business at hand, and that has to be addressed with Clay's representatives and, you know, Mike and Joe. And but what Clay has meant to this franchise, as good as he still is, we desperately want him back.
Clay Thompson's one of the weird and great guys in sports. You're never going to hear Draymond, Steph, or Steve Kerr say anything but positive stuff about Clay. Clay said hi to my dog on the corner right over there. I know you're sick of the story. He's just a great dude. The 2022 championship, part of it, the second best player on the team that year was Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins is a shell of himself and has no trade value. This team right now is a descending Steph Curry, a disastrous Draymond Green, and a Klay Thompson that doesn't deserve anything close to a max contract, but because of the heritage with the Warriors, probably gets it. Think about that. And if he gives them a discount, you're still paying them too much. If there are good years ahead, would it match 46 wins? That's a successful year. That's the play-in, the 10th seed, the play-in in the Western Conference. The West isn't getting worse. Luka's there. The Nuggets are there. The Clippers are there. OKC is the youngest team ever to secure a one seed. I hate to say it, because I love this team and I've enjoyed the hell out of them for a decade. The dynastic run of the Warriors just got buried in that cow town of Sacramento last night. We're back with the play-ins next. Sharp Money.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
DraftKings is hooking you up during the NBA postseason, but you can do it tonight. Two games tonight, bet $5, get $200 instantly in bonus bets when you use the promo code VSiN, V-S-I-N, over at DraftKings for new customers. Again, DraftKings, an official betting partner with the NBA, so get involved. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Dustin Sweetelson, I'm Patrick Maher, PJ Carlissimo. Of course, longtime NBA coach, Seton Hall head coach. He's going to be on the postseason for ABC and ESPN. He's going to join us coming up in just about 14 minutes. Looking forward to that conversation. Mike Palm is going to join in about 29 minutes, so we'll have him. Trevor Sikkema is going to join to talk about the NBA draft. And Wes Reynolds will join. I'm sure he's thrilled to be joining us. He's going to join us right after Palm, so looking forward to that conversation as well. We're going to have plenty of time to roll out the games tonight, so let's continue to take away what we did from last night. Now, I have a question for you, and I said, can the Lakers beat the Warriors? So is there anything that you took from last night's game, which wasn't a great LeBron game? LeBron was taking some wonky shots late. Now, he did have 23 points. He did have the 9 assists and 9 rebounds, and it was a 110-106 win for the Los Angeles Lakers. Zion Williamson just decided to be a freak. And then the injury, okay, with a little over 3 minutes to play, and the game hung in the balance at that point, and LeBron took over, and Davis, who had a rough night from the field, started playing a little bit better. But this was about the role players. And so I ask you the question, Dustin, can the Lakers beat the Nuggets? They are plus 250. The Nuggets are a $3 favorite when it comes to opening up this series on Sunday. The Nuggets, again, swept the Lakers out of the postseason last year, but I went through the boxes and the games were close.
Yes.
So, again, it's essentially 40 minutes of basketball, and then that two-man game of Jokic and Murray just are better than anybody else. But the physicality with which the Lakers play and the size that the Lakers have, they give problems to teams like Oklahoma City. Denver can match the physicality. Denver can match the size, but the Lakers can actually throw something at them. Again, the Nuggets were 3-0 in the regular season against the Lakers this year, and 8-0 over the last 8 in total. But again, the Lakers are big. The Lakers are physical. They can give the Nuggets issues. That was a close sweep last year. If those two things can mean the same, you know, that was not necessarily a 4 games were out. That was easy for the Nuggets over the Lakers last year in the postseason. No, those games were close. Now, a couple of things. The Lakers' health right now is as good as it's been. They've been on a heater over the last month. Gabe Vincent, who Dustin, not a huge fan of, a system guy with the Heat, he gave him quality minutes last night, 17 minutes, 9 points. He's just in the mix defensively as well. But here's the key, and it's a guy we've been talking about for a while now. There's two keys to the Lakers beating the Nuggets, and it literally comes down to this. LeBron is a given, even at 39 years old. Anthony Davis is a given, even at his advanced age. There are two keys. One is a player, and one is a specific point of contention for the Lakers. The first player is D'Angelo Russell. This has never been the player that we've seen since he was drafted so highly years back. D'Angelo Russell has been a team killer up until this point of his career. He's had a kid, he's matured, and he's turned into a legit player. I compare him to Javi Baez. Javi Baez is the shortstop for the Detroit Tigers. He's going to give you numbers. If you watch him play, he sinks your team. D'Angelo Russell with the Timberwolves, with the Lakers, and teams in the past, you watch him play, it's empty calories. He gives you numbers. He's got a sweet handle, but you're not going to win anything with him. He's a different player now. He just is. And D'Angelo Russell was not the same player last year. Much better player. Yesterday, he gave you 21 points. He gave you 6 dimes. And he has been consistent now, essentially the whole entire season for the Lakers. That's one. The second key for the Lakers. You know what the Lakers don't do? They don't attempt three-pointers. You know what the Lakers do? They shoot a great three-point percentage, Dustin. So they are going to have to start shooting those three. Austin Reeves, LeBron's having a great year shooting the three. D'Angelo Russell, they're going to have to get more volume from the three-point line if they're going to have any hope in beating, not a good, a great starting five for the Denver Nuggets. The 5 days off are a major advantage for a 39-year-old LeBron, as I mentioned before. Denver is going to come into this very well rested, which is important for Murray. But I do think, I have a feeling this is going to be a lot tighter than people think. I think the Lakers genuinely can beat the Nuggets.
I think there is an aspect to looking at the Lakers in this series, Patrick, where last year you can't really judge. And as you pointed out, it was a 4-game sweep, but close games across the board. Lakers put up a fight against a team that was just kind of destined to win it all in Denver a year ago. There's been a full offseason, a full regular season. A lot of these pieces came together late last year. There's way more chemistry. And I would say if you watched LeBron in the first half yesterday, I was ready to come on the show and call you out and everyone else out who hates on LeBron James and just marvel at what he was doing. Now, the second half, things kind of unraveled a bit, and he was deferring a lot and being too selfless as a teammate. But there were some plays in the first half where it looked like it was 28-year-old LeBron out there, not 39-year-old LeBron. I think when we look at how the Lakers match up with Denver, there's one key for me that's really tough to figure out. And remember, a year ago on the show, you developed the moniker for him. Every other Anthony Davis, where he was very inconsistent in the playoffs. Part of that is he's such an elite defensive guy down in the post, and he's going to be asked to carry such a burden in trying to slow down Jokic in any type of regard that his offense is going to struggle. It's inevitable. It's just not possible to expend that much energy trying to shut down the best player in the league without it hurting you on the other end. But if the Lakers are going to win, he's going to have to limit Jokic. So the question then I'll throw back to you, the guys you named, can D'Lo, can Reeves, can Rui Hachimura, can Gabe Vincent, who's now healthy after missing most of the year, can they lift that burden that's going to be left to fill up the stat sheet offensively that Davis may not be able to be relied upon in this series? If they can fill that role and they can come up with big shots and score consistently, the Lakers do have a shot here.
I have an answer for you because you like big prices, plus 340. The answer is Denver in 7. So now I answer your first question. Of course they can. Hachimura is huge. LeBron is huge. Of course, Anthony Davis is huge. That front court of Denver, the only way you can beat them is to out-physical them and be big. And they're big. And if Reeves and D'Angelo Russell are hitting threes, this series is going 7. That is my answer. And I truly believe it. Now, that's a legit home court advantage because of the altitude. And we're going to go back. If it plays out the way that I think it's going to play out, we're going to go back for a game 7 in Denver, and I give Denver the edge. But, yeah. I genuinely believe the Lakers can hang in this series.
Well, and then how about this as well? I could also envision a world where if it goes six, it goes seven, and the style of the series, right, the way it's going to be a physical battle, the way they're going to throw bodies at Jokic, could Denver be banged up leaving this series if they win and move on, where the next round, I believe they'll get Phoenix or Minnesota, where they're not fighting at 100%, and that gives the next team a chance. And throughout the playoffs, could we finally see a wear and tear on the Denver Nuggets that has yet to reveal itself so far this year?
I don't have the answer for you on that one, big guy. Let me get through Denver and Los Angeles, but I think your point is well taken. It is going to be a brutally physical series.
Yeah, let's
see, that's the thing. Like, the Pels are deep, but the Pelicans don't match up against Denver the way that I feel as though the Lakers regular season, let's be honest, there's a reason the Lakers and Golden State Warriors went on a tear over the last month. They were all just coast. They were all pacing themselves. So the 3-0 sweep in the regular season with Denver, don't look too much into it. And again, like Dustin mentioned, the sweep in the postseason last year, those games were close. So, again.
Well, let's hear from the head coach of the Lakers, Darvin Ham, because, you know, he's looking ahead. He knows what's in front of him. Remembers last year, obviously, in the sweep. How does he think they match up with the Nuggets? This is Darvin Ham after the game yesterday.
It's an opportunity. And like I said, man, it's back to 0-0. Obviously, they've had a ton of success against our ball club, but there's always a new day. And, you know, my staff and I have already been putting the groundwork together for that game plan, and we'll get together tomorrow. Other guys, the team, have a day off, but we'll start the process of building out the game plan and go up there and give it our best shot. That's all we can do. We feel comfortable, though. We like where we are. We like where the spirit of our group is. Everybody's chipping in, pitching in, excited about this challenge and this opportunity, and respect the Denver. They'll have a little ball club. It's the reason why they're defending champs. But, you know, we like our chances.
In the history of sports, there's been two athletes that have not only met the expectations that were put on them as children, they superseded them. Tiger Woods and LeBron James. Don't count out greatness. And I'm not even a LeBron guy. There's a reason during the pandemic you watch 6 straight hours about Michael Jordan. It's called greatness. You only get 6-hour documentaries if you're special. LeBron's going into this against a special player in Jokic, but he knows this is one of the last rides. So don't count out greatness. I assure you, Denver and Los Angeles is going to be a great series. PJ Carlissimo is next.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Okay, bet $5, get 200 instantly bonus bets at DraftKings. Of course, DraftKings, official partner of the NBA. Use the promo code VSIN, V-S-I-N, when you get there. DraftKings, the crown is yours. All right, this is a treat for us here, Sharp Money, presented by DraftKings. PJ Carlissimo, legend in the game. Of course, you remember back in the day with Seton Hall, Trailblazers, Warriors, the Brooklyn Nets. ESPN and ABC's got the calls in the postseason. We say hi to PJ. PJ, welcome to the program.
Patrick, good to be with you. Thanks very much.
It's a pleasure to have you. You've got one coming up on Friday, headed to New Orleans. Sacramento, let's start there. It was almost kind of sad because this has been a 10-year run with the Golden State Warriors, but that was a tremendous performance by the Kings last night.
Yeah, dominating performance, and it is, in one sense, a little bit sad, and it was interesting also because Mike Brown, who we worked with for a couple of years in San Antonio when I was, we were both assistants to Pop, back in the early 2000s, and obviously he spent a good chunk of time with Steve Kerr, won championships with Golden State, and it was I'm sure mixed for both of them. I mean, there's no, when your game starts, you try to win the game. There's no question about that. And last year we did, I think we did 5 of the 7 games in that Golden State Sacramento series. Mark Kestisher and myself for ESPN Radio, and last year, Sac had that, I forget all the facts, but it was like first time in 20 years or whatever, yep, that they were in the playoffs. It was such a feel-good story. And who do they catch in the first round but Golden State? And they, at one point, looked like they had complete control of the series. They end up losing to Game 7 after winning some unbelievable games in San Francisco. It was a back and forth. It was incredible. And Steph just went off, and it was a one-sided game. So it was great for them to kind of exercise what had happened last year, and particularly to do it with, you know, Kevin Huerter and Malik Monk. You're talking two of their better players, a starter and a candidate, legit candidate for Sixth Man of the Year, to not be there, and yet for them to continue to play as well as they played, and Cam Lewis, get some guys to step up. Keegan Murray, you can't really be surprised, but Keon, I had no idea he was that good. That was really impressive to see him play the way he played, but they dominated Golden State. You know, twice it looked like the Warriors were getting back in the game. I thought Kuminga had a really good run. Moody was going good for a while, but the truth was, by their standards, the Splash Brothers had a tough night. I mean, Steph still gets what he gets, 20 on an off night, but Clay had one of the worst nights he's ever had, and it really was not a, you know, when you look at it in its totality, it was never a game. Twice they looked like they got back in, but almost any NBA game, somebody's going to make a run back and forth. But it was domination, like I'm sure neither of them ever. I'm sure Steve Kerr was aware they could lose the game, and I'm sure Mike Brown was confident they were going to win. But I doubt either one of them saw it being as one-sided as it turned out to be. And really, really impressive win for the Kings, and a huge step forward for them. Now, they unfortunately got the trip to New Orleans, and they got to build upon it because it's still going to be a disappointing end of the season if they don't get into the playoffs. So a lot for them to play for on Friday.
Absolutely. And PJ Carlissimo is going to be on the call for ESPN. Progressive Guest Line brings you, PJ. So you've got the Kings and Pelicans on Friday. Winner gets Oklahoma City. No Zion. He was awesome, PJ, against the Lakers. A little over 3 minutes to go, he leaves. That changed the balance of the game, if we're being honest.
Yeah, it did. I mean, you got to wonder. There's no guarantee. I forget what the score actually was. They may still have been trailing. I don't remember. But there's no guarantee what would have happened. But obviously, their chances, you know, when he went into the tunnel, it was really strange because, you could tell he knew he was hurt. But he also was really upset. And it was probably one of his greatest moments. I mean, when you factor in how important the game was, you could make the case it's the best game he's played. He's had bigger numbers probably at some point. He's probably done some more spectacular things. But, you know, to give him his due for the way he played last night, that's arguably the best game he's played since he's been in the NBA. And it was really sad to see it end, the way it did. And that was another game. Talk about runs. I mean, early on, they got off to the start that they needed to, New Orleans. In the first quarter, I thought they dominated most of the first quarter. And then the Lakers just took complete control of the game. It looked like they were going to win by 40 points the way it was going. And really, the bench players along with Zion was what, you know, got them back in it and in great shape. And then it was just a back and forth game, and you weren't sure what was going to happen. I mean, you know, it looked like either team could win it, and it was going to get out into a last possession game. Kind of anticlimactic for it to end the way, but still that turnover, they had the fast break. I think it was Alvarado. I forget who turned it over. It was a huge turnover late in the game when it looked like, you know, they were going to stick their nose ahead, but the Pels were going to stick their nose ahead by a little bit. Instead, they turned it over, and then the two teams traded turnovers, and then they got that easy bucket to AD. And you know, not by luck, the Lakers know how to finish games, and they made whatever it was, 9, 10, 11 free throws in a row down the stretch. I mean, getting to the free throw line was a big key for them the entire game. They did it so well down the stretch, but it was still – you know, it was going to be a one-possession game, and it was with Zion in the locker room. You would never have imagined that. And frankly, with CJ having one of his poorer games, you know, you look at two veterans. Now, CJ's not as far along as Clay, but it just goes to show you never know what's going to happen in a playoff game, or you never know what's going to happen on any night in the NBA. But, you know, if you would have quoted the numbers that Clay put up and that CJ put up before the game, you just said, no way, that's not going to happen. Some of the rookies are going to do that, or somebody else. But those two guys are veterans. They've been playing really well lately, both of them. And look what happened. So it's why there's a lot of big hotels in Las Vegas.
You know it, PJ. Okay, last one from me. PJ, call me crazy. I think the Lakers, starting on Saturday, have a shot against Denver. Because of the size, because they can match them physically, can you help me with this series, Lakers and Nuggets?
Well, I think you're crazy just because I think it's I think Denver's a better team because they have home court, because they have the best starting lineup in the NBA. There's certainly some question of how their bench is going to play. Peyton Watson's been lately, it's been really good. Christian Brown had arguably his best game ever. But having said that, Denver goes in and blows the game to San Antonio that, you know, had they been able to beat San Antonio, and I believe it was Memphis, to finish, they were going to be guaranteed home court again, which was really significant for them last year. I just think there's more good players. D'Lo's playing so well. So you got, you know, when you start with LeBron and AD, and then you put D'Lo the way he's playing right now, Rui played really well, has been playing well. Lakers are a very good team. I just think that when it comes to the thing about the NBA that's the most fair is they play best out of seven. I just got – ESPN's really kind to me. They let me go for 3.5 weeks to do the NCAA tournament for Westwood One, so I get my college fix for like 4 weeks. Anything can happen in that. Now, it couldn't happen this year because Connecticut was head and shoulders the best team in the country, and they backed it up. But A one game, you never know what's going to happen with things we just talked about. But I just think Denver over seven games is going to win. You have to wonder, Bron and AD, as well as they've played, as many games as they've played all year. The good news for them, it's the first series. Series are always spread out. That helps the veteran teams. That travel's not as bad. You know, I think that early on, is Los Angeles' best chance. Unfortunately, to catch Denver is not really what you're looking for. I just think Denver has too good a team, and they've got the best player. As good as LeBron is, not good is the wrong word, as great as LeBron is, as I put him a notch below, as great as AD is, Jokic is the best player in the NBA, and usually the team with the best player finds a way to win.
Well, you won't be the first or last to call me crazy, so maybe I should look at Denver. PJ Carlissimo will
be calling me back in 2 weeks saying, I told you, you said I was crazy, and I knew exactly what I was talking about, so we'll see what happens.
I promise if the Lakers beat Denver, or maybe not, we're going to give you a call back. But we'll be listening to your call on Friday, a great game, Sacramento and New Orleans, ESPN, PJ Carlissimo, the great one. Thank you, PJ, appreciate you.
Patrick, great being with you guys. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Progressive Guest Line. I'll tell you this. He brought up the college game. He was involved in 1989 in one of the great college basketball games of all time for the kids. Ramil Robinson, 3 seconds left, hit two free throws, but PJ had a wagon. Seton Hall was a great team. It was one of the great coaching jobs to get that Seton Hall team to the finals. Of course, Steve Fisher took over right before the tournament started, and Michigan, 89, won a championship. Your boy was 10 years old and wore a Michigan shirt to Hart Middle School the next day. We're back.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.